This installment of the Rook 2e6 was just
Yeah,
very nice.
this is what I like the most about Rook Fe1, is that we could play Rook E6 against most black ideas, and
Maybe he
so.
just wants to force bishop to d6 and forget about bishop f6. Maybe this is because after rook a d1, you cannot allow
Yeah,
d6. You have
I
to
think this
go.
is probably just very, very bad.
You
It's
have to
extremely
go bishop
unlikely black can
d6.
play like this.
Yeah, but it's a little bit this like don't throw me into this bush. Which bush?
Yeah, I'm trying to
Rook
think.
F6.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, but I never actually read that book in English, so I don't know.
Yeah, okay, there was it was a rabbit, yeah? No, the hare, yeah?
Yeah, Brer Rabbit. No, I think it's actually a rabbit. It's a Brer Rabbit and Brer Wolf, I think. Is it a wolf? I'm pretty sure they're called Brer, but for whatever reason. And the story of the tar baby. The thing is called the Tar Baby, but we should probably drop this subject because I have a feeling this book probably by this point has been banned in a number of countries. But you can never—I mean, you can never be entirely sure how much literature they managed to ban by this point. So,
Yeah.
Bishop D6 on the board.
Basically, my point was that I mean, Black just wants to be able to play Bishop D6, so forcing him to do so is a little bit weird.
Yeah. Yeah,
Yeah.
not Wolf. It's a Brer Rabbit and Brer Fox, and then we will drop the subject. Very important book from my childhood, but yeah, I'm not entirely sure just how appropriate it now is.
Yeah, it's called Fairy Tales of Uncle Remus, yeah?
Yeah.
And we don't want to allow G4, right?